So if our attitude is largely a function of the modes that we are in, then how much do we have the capacity to change our attitude? We always have the capacity to choose which mode we are influenced by. That means I may be more inclined to the mode of, say, passion than the mode of goodness, or I may be more inclined to the mode of ignorance than the mode of passion. But we can choose. In the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are many factors which are described by which we can change the mode influencing us. The books that we read, the people we associate with, the food that we eat, the kind of environment that we live in, the kind of mantras that we chant, the kind of sanskaras that we do. Like that, 10 factors are given about how we can change the mode influencing us. And to a large extent, the process of Krishna consciousness is about changing these factors. But in that Bhagavatam, at that point, it is talking even materially, even if there is no Krishna involved, we can change those factors. So somebody, there are some people who are alcoholics. And most people, when they become alcoholics, they just stay alcoholic for a very long, lifelong. But some people give up alcohol. The most important thing that they have to do is, they have to give up alcohol, change their association. They are going to hang out with drunkards, they are going to be drunkards. So giving up alcoholism may not be so easy, but changing the association is relatively easier. So the externals that influence the internals, we can try to change that. And by that, we can change the internals also. So for example, if a car has a power steering, then if a young driver is there, we may not give them a car with power steering, simple steering. So then it doesn't, suddenly small big change is not there. That means we can try to regulate the externals a little bit. So for example, if my tendency is to, say, oversleep, then what do I do with that? I may not just keep an alarm, I may tell someone else to wake me up. I may create support systems for myself by which I can resist the mode of ignorance. So if I am studying and I feel sleepy, now I have options. If I go out in the fresh air and I walk and then I read over there, fresh air may rejuvenate me. I can continue reading. That is choosing the mode of goodness. Now if I say, come on, this is so boring, we just start looking at our messages, we start surfing on the net, we start watching some TV. That is in the mode of passion. If I start feeling tired and I think, okay, you know, let me just go to my room, let me lie on the bed, and while lying on the bed, I will study. What is going to happen? So then, the externals affect the internals. Now, of course, sometimes you may be very tired and you may just need to sleep. It's different in different situations. But the important thing is that we can change the externals. And for that, we can use our intelligence in advance planning. Okay, when this happens, I'll do this. So, we are controlled by material nature, but we are not fully controlled by material nature. That means that for a soul who is in material consciousness, soul cannot just give up material things. But within material things, we can choose. I can choose the mode of goodness, I can choose the mode of passion, I can choose the mode of ignorance. We have to eat. But somebody may be eating meat, somebody may be eating very passionate food, somebody may be eating goodness food. So we have choices. So basically, our free will is like, we have unlimited freedom within a limited framework. If a horse is tied to a pole, then within the radius of that rope, the horse can move back, move ahead. The grass is over here, go over there and eat the grass. The horse can do a lot in that framework, but the horse can't go out of that radius. So like that, we are controlled. But within that control, we have freedom. So by using whatever freedom we have properly, we can expand that freedom. So rather than saying this attitude is simply a product of my modes, I focus on what changes I can do within my situation. And connecting with Krishna is extremely empowering, because connecting with Krishna gives us access to a power which is beyond the modes. And by that power, we can overpower the influence of the modes much, much, much faster. Okay? Thank you.